What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news that will be believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you today?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
We have two positive news stories on this Positive Wednesday. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate and review. Helps us out so much. If you leave us a five-star review with a comment and send us a Positive Truth news story, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
$3.99.
What do you have for your positive news story?
I have a man by the name of James. Is a really nice man. So for decades, he's worked at an elementary school in Worcester Public Schools where he is a custodian. Now, he decided to become a custodian over 19 years ago. He found out from his girlfriend that she was pregnant with their daughter. Immediately, he was having fun at that time, but he decided, I need to get sober. I need to get my life together so I can be here for my daughter. He did that, and he kept the promise for all of these years. Now, in 2025, his daughter actually went back to that elementary school, not to come visit, but to actually teach. James, being a custodian there for all 19 years, got to see his daughter this past November teach a class for the first time. A florist company actually donated some flowers to her class so she can have a quick lesson over flowers. And James posted a video on Instagram sitting in the back of her class, raising his hand, asking, can we eat the flowers? Of course, everybody laughs. The video went viral. But
such a dad question.
Such a dad joke, right? So for me, I thought this was amazing, obviously being a father, but for James, he said he was in an awe moment there, seeing her with all of her students. It just made me realize that decision I made all those years ago was the right decision. I loved everything about this story because there's a lot of dads out there that are struggling in the moment. And whenever you see a story like this, it's a reminder that you got to stay consistent. You have to keep that promise. You have to do what's best for you. And it may not make sense right there in that moment, but the outcome is always worth it. And to see that a 19-year-old was able to get his stuff together and raise a daughter who became a teacher to help out the kids in the community, 10 out of 10 story to me, man. Shout out to James for being a good dad.
Dad-daughter stories are always going to get Tim.
Yeah. Yeah.
My positive news story comes from CNN.com. It's about Quillen Blackwell. He has been named CNN's 2025 Hero of the Year.
Oh,
he is the founder of Southside Blooms and CEO of Chicago Eco House. This organization transforms vacant lots on Chicago's South Side into flower farms. That farms then provide paid jobs, job training, and mentorship to at-risk youth. So in these farms, that they take these parking lots and they convert them into growing flowers, floral design, customer service, plants, vegetables. And then they take all of that, they hire people in the community, show them like, this is how you grow a business. This is how you communicate with people. This is customer service. The project aims to revitalize underserved neighborhoods in Chicago while creating economic opportunity. He was actually chosen from CNN's top five heroes through a public vote, and he received $100,000 to expand the program. I think it's really awesome. And he's from Chicago. He's like, I ain't waiting for the government to save me. I want to make a difference myself. And I think it's an awesome idea because there's really nothing better than fresh vegetables.
No, ain't that the truth? I always love it whenever people from that hometown, they go back and they make a difference because they realize nobody's coming to save them but themselves. So yeah, shout out to him, man.
Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each. Because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
So the other day was my father-in-law's Saint's Day. Not sure exactly what it is, but I guess he was born on a day a saint was born or something, and we celebrate it every year. Either way, the mother-in-law cooks a lot, and it was the other day again. She made like ribs, this new potato meal that she saw on YouTube and wanted to try, macaroni, all kind of stuff. I was just like, what is this, Thanksgiving?
All kind of stuff.
I apologize, but it was a lot. It was a lot, man. I enjoyed every bit of it, or every second of it, every like piece of it. I cleared out my plate. I got seconds. I was full all night. It was a great night, man. I'm grateful for my mother-in-law like no other right now.
Timmy's a gourmet chef and he's still 100 pounds.
Yeah, man. I realized it. I was like, I do eat like a king. Like
every day.
Yeah, like random soups and stuff too. I'm just like, this is
the past 15 years.
Oh, yeah, I'm skinny.
All that hamburger helper when you were a kid. Only to be eating like a king for the rest of your life. I think it was worth it.
Yeah, but I had to give up hamburger helper, like never eating it again. So I didn't have a choice. I will eat it again. I'm not going to lie, but it's been years since I've had hamburger helper.
Exactly. Because you get to eat like a king every single day.
Yeah. Shout out to life, man. Shout out to life.
Tim always does like the emotional ones that are really good. And I'm always super pragmatic. Because I put grateful for emails.
Tech Team JP in the building.
So I have a lot of emails and I've been using the Positive Truth one for work. But then one day it hit me. I was like, why? I have an actual like JP.Phillips, like actual work email. So then I started using that one instead. And I actually have a lot of them. I was checking. I was like, oh, I have 7 work emails.
Yeah. Whenever I saw the JP Phillips one the other day, I was like, huh, who is this? I was confused.
Yeah, I've been able to separate the emails at work. Now I just need to separate the Google Sheets from the Positive Truth and put them on that one. And there's so many of them. Those in the docs. Whew, it's going to take a while. If I did one sheet and one doc a day, I might be done in 3 months.
Good luck. Good luck. Get man. Yeah, shout out to emails. Woo.
Yeah. That's all I'm grateful for. Tim, do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Life is about choices. Some we regret, some we're proud of. Some will haunt us forever. The message, we are what we choose to be. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.